It is time now for your Guadalupe squares. We have food somewhere on the line. I think Porta Sub's giving us food.
We got Hooters. Hooters food gift cards.
We got loads of food for you. We'll feed you, and all you got to do is get through the square as easy as punch. We got our people waiting online. Let's go to our host. It's Mr. Jeremy Bergeron. Jeremy.
Thank you, Chancellor.
I forgot to turn you on. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chancellor. We're going to start in the top left corner, and he's getting a little agitated. It's the President, Donald Trump.
I'm reading things about how I've lost the election, and I don't understand it. I was in last night, Brady.
Yeah, yeah.
I was in Pennsylvania. And whatever there, you know, a lot of people say Pennsylvania's on the up and up. I was in there. I saw that they had little Korean children filling out ballots like crazy in a secret Korean children ballot filling out room, handing it over to the Commission of Elections. I've lost by over 5 million votes in a small Hamilton place or Hallberg, whatever they call those things.
The counts.
Hamlet called Smethport. 5 million votes from Smethport of little Korean children's all named Kwok Wang. That's a real thing. That's, you know, look it up. We'll talk about it in court. I'm going to bring it up in court. We got that. Also, Brady, over 55 billion dead people have voted for Joe Biden. And that makes a lot of sense because he does, frankly, look like a ghoulish type dead zombie man. So I guess that's true, too. But all of these conspiracies will come out later. I have my lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, on it.
Tell me about the Trump Sharpie.
We had the Trump Sharpies. It's a great Sharpie. It doesn't bleed through. Doesn't bleed through at all.
And only lets you vote for you, right?
That's right. And when you start to go towards the Democratic vote, it just shoots you right back up to the Trump vote and it scribbles it. And it's a great Sharpie. It tells you exactly what you should have done. The other Sharpies, the Biden Sharpies, automatically, just by touching them, fill out your entire ballot for Joe Biden. It's proven. It's science. Our nation is over. The Belmackian Bees have won. Everyone get in your bunkers. Tonight's not going to be any fun.
All right, in the top middle square, he's angry too. It's Alex Jones.
That's nothing. 2 weeks in a row I've been in your town, and I'm back again. Brady, I'm ready.
Ready for some barbecue tonight?
Tell you what, no, we got a problem with the. I've been drinking your water here in Phoenix.
Uh oh.
And the next thing you know, I'm blowing some guy on the side of the road. The water has chemicals in it that make you gay.
It's a nice purse you're carrying.
But it's because of the water, Brady. I'm accessorizing because I'm twink. The water's made me completely twinky. And, of course, we all know that last night when I was out in Phoenix trying to make all of the rights wrong and the rights better, Avril Lavigne's clone Melissa came up to me and started to tell me that I was her skater boy. And I know who you are, Melissa. Avril Lavigne died in a car accident in 2007. And they replaced her with a clone named Melissa.
A cyborg?
One of them cyborgs, Brady, and they're trying to turn us into flesh-covered cyborgs. You just know that's true. You know it's real. As real as Hillary's logo was a symbol and a tribute to 9/11 with a plane going through two lines. And that's nothing compared to the government poison snow that's going on in Atlanta right now. If that snow's in Atlanta, put fire on it. It doesn't melt. It's a chemical to make you gay. Everything's designed to make you gay. A gay cyborg running around blowing everybody.
Is that what swung the vote in Atlanta?
Exactly what it is. You know what? I'm going to get in my bunker this weekend. I'm going to grab a bunch of Brady sauce. I'm going to take two of my weaker neighbors, and I'm going to cut them from their nuts and their gullet like a two-pound trout because I'm going to eat their ass. Anyway, well, enjoy your weekend, everybody. It's the end of America.
Good to see you, Al.
It's the end of it's Alex. Do you know that Paul McCartney died in a horrible car accident, was replaced by a man named Fall?
What?
Fall McCartney? He's a new McCartney. Look it up. They don't even look alike. Beatles weren't even trying to hide it. And all their music's backmasked to let you know everybody's going to be a homosexual. Next thing you know, you're blowing, guys. You're carrying a pink purse. You look like Jennifer Aniston. You're in the 10th grade.
You ever been to Sodomy Gulch since you're here?
Sodomy Gulch. Everywhere is Sodomy Gulch. United States. That's what they want. A whole nation of sodomy. Tell you what, you know what else they're trying to do is get rid of women. You met that Jay Gutentag? She's got a bigger dick than I do.
She scare you?
A little bit. I was over on the Beth show. I said, you can't silence me, Beth. I'm going to tell everybody how frogs are turning gay and the water's making everybody gay. And she tried to silence me by jamming this huge sausage in my mouth. I'll be out tonight with Meal Team 6 down there at the election committee headquarters. Be shouting into my bullhorn.
All right.
Jeremy wants to keep going because he wants everybody to be gay.
Yes, that's true. All right, top right corner, it's Sean Connery, and he is here to tell you about his favorite 80s movies.
Well, it looks like I checked out just in time, Jeremy.
The world's gone to hell in a handbasket, and old Sean Connery left the building, which is great. But I'm still the greatest actor of all time, even dead. Throw me a movie, any movie, and I'll make it better right in front
of you.
Caddyshack, eh? A fine film about golf. I would have liked to have played the role of Spalding.
Give us a treatment.
All right. Here, smoke this. It's good. I got it from a Negro. I knew Brut would like that one. It's easy to grin when your ship has come in. You've got the stock market beat. But a man who's worthwhile is a man who can smile when his pants are too tight in the seat. Hit the boat, Pookie. Miss it. Noonan. Hey, everyone, I could have done the Rodney Dangerfield roles. Well, give me another movie. Bert, throw one at me.
Vacation.
Vacation, eh? All right. I'll tell you what we will do. We're going to the fun park, and every one of us is going to be so happy you'll be whistling zippity-doo-dah at your assholes. I've gone crazy over a moose. Sorry, folks. Park's closed. Moose out front should have told you.
Would have been much better.
I was the John Candy role in the original. That would have been fantastic. Ah, yes. Vacation's another great 80s film I would have been in. Toledo, give me a movie I can do immediately.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High. If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time? I thought I would just have a little pizza on our time, Mr. Hand. Doesn't anyone knock anymore? That was a scene where I would have been masturbating to Phoebe Cates. Although if I were in the film, I guarantee you one thing. Phoebe would have been masturbating to me.
Fact. You would have been on the diving board.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron. And then I would play Brad Hamilton and say back to him, Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm going to kick 100% of your ass. Ah, yes. You're going to miss me. But don't worry. The way things look, you're all going to be joining me soon.
What? Why?
Well, the world's coming to an end. Haven't you watched the paper?
I'm ready.
Watched the paper.
That's what you do to it. You watch someone read it to you and have enough money.
Is that it? Damn it.
It's called the news.
All right. In the middle left square, it's Gordon Ramsay.
It's my birthday on Sunday. I'm making a very special pot pie this weekend. Ready to go. Happy birthday to me. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Donkey?
Just waiting.
What's with your furrowed eyebrows? Stand there and stare at me with a little respect.
It's America.
I've got you some monkfish.
It was America. Didn't you hear yesterday America's dead? Monkfish. Brady, you've burnt the monkfish. Who's this, Bert? Bert, you're getting all of your greasy Italian olive oil in the food.
You should try his risotto.
I don't want his risotto.
Burnt.
Sorry,
GR.
It's all burnt up. I don't understand you. Brady, you donkey.
Sorry about sweating in the food.
Stop sweating in the food, meal team six.
All right, in the middle square, it's uncomfortable with confrontation, Brady.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, let's just be friends. Right?
You're a jackass.
Hey, guys. Cool it. Anyway.
Idiot.
You want some football this weekend? Idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you?
Go Ravens.
Okay, yeah, me too then.
You want to talk about politics, Brady?
Heck yeah. What do you like?
I like the blue.
Me too, then. Oh, this good is easy.
You.
This is, yeah, good on you, man. Good on you.
My man.
I think your guy's doing great. I like him. Who do you like, Toledo?
No, you, sir.
You like? Oh, hey, we agree on that. Hey, Bert.
Hey.
Who's your guy?
You, of course.
Ah, see, everybody agrees. This isn't a confrontational room at all.
Nothing's
I like it in here. This is nice. It makes me a little uncomfortable. But everything does. You hear about my daughter's feet?
Tell us about it, Brady.
Yeah, you're telling us about
them. Yeah, it's pretty normal for a girl her age to have feet the size of a 40-year-old man.
You know, she's not done growing.
Oh, that's all right. I think. Who cares, right? So she's a redwood tree. Big deal. She's going to be 40 feet tall someday.
Does that worry you as a 5 foot something man?
Not at all. As long as nobody knocks her over. That's fine.
You said knocked over,
hey,
right?
The world's great. Yeah, not knocked up. Well, I guess that'd be all right, too. I just have to find a way to stuff that down inside a little harder. That's going to be a tough one. That's going to be a Mongolian barbecue emotion. Stuff it into the bottom of the bowl.
Let Jay Gutentag be your guide on that one.
Smash, smash, kick, smash.
All right, in the middle right square, he's still all fired up and has no sleep.
Wolf Blitzer, CNN, let's head over to the magic wall. Pennsylvania's blue. Pennsylvania's blue. Arizona's blue. Turn Georgia blue. Turn Georgia blue. I love blue. I love blue states. I love blue things. I love blue. We'll be right back, turning more things blue. My balls are blue. Wolf Blitzer, CNN, blue. Make it blue.
All right, in the bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Hi, give us a hit there, Brady.
Guys.
Oh, my.
I'm 45 years old. I was here last year. Let's talk about Sharknado.
Oh, yeah. I know you. Your boob's out.
Oops.
Your boob just flopped out. And it's not good. You need to talk to your surgeon.
Beautiful.
All right, in the bottom middle square, it's the Michael McDonald Barbershop Quartet.
Annoying. This will be annoying, everybody.
Hey, everybody, Michael McDonald here. And two, three, can't keep forgetting. Never know anymore. Again, it will never be the same again. Perfect. Nice job, Michael McDonald. Just sweet freedom.
Okay.
Turn it around. You were the magic. You're right where I want to be. Yeah, this isn't making people die.
This is brutal.
Man, we lost so many listeners right there.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. The Michael McDonald Quartet performing live in hell.
All right. In the bottom right square, he is not happy he wasn't invited to the Barbershop Quartet. Yeah. It's Trip Reeb.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I like
two,
old.
Three, four. Yeah.
You don't know me, but I'm your brother. Yeah, I'm gonna be there. Ooh, up and over.
Who sang with you on that one?
That was Kenny Loggins,
Jeffrey Osborne.
I don't know. I didn't know there was going to be a quiz as Trip Reeb McDonald. You know, my wife owns McDonald's.
All of them?
Yeah, so I'm Trip Reeb / McDonald's.
Trip Ronald?
Loving it.
That's right, Brady. Good one. Very urban. All right, let's go to the phones. Who's on the phone waiting for this nonsense?
We got Barney and Lori.
There's a Barney alive? There's people said, named Barney?
Hey, Bart.
Barney, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, Barney and Lauren?
Lori.
Lori. Lori, are you there?
Hi, I'm here. I'm ready.
Lori, you pick a square. You're a girl. You go first.
Okay, I'm taking the secret square.
I
think it's Tara. Wait, is it Tara Reid?
Who's Taylor Reid?
No, Tara. Tara Reid.
Oh, Tara Reid. Oh, I thought she said Taylor Reid. Tara Reid is correct.
That's correct. Right. That's gets the square.
Filled with vocal fry. Well done. All right, Barney, go ahead.
I'll take Trump, please.
Excellent. Nice job, Barney. It sounds like you're a Trump supporter. Can you believe that the entire nation is in on it against me? Every one of them, 70 million people, all fake votes.
Fox News is against you now.
I just got news that all 70 million of Biden votes were done by Korean kids in Gucci factories making purses and
so
such.
They don't have that kind of population.
I can tell you with great authority, and I'll prove this in a courtroom, that the final tally was me, 71,142,605. To Biden, zero. He didn't get any votes at all. Somehow or another, he's stolen over seven. They just found 500 ballots inside Joe Biden's bottom.
Whoa.
He's been harboring butt ballots.
Come on, man.
No, it's true, Joe. You've got butt ballots. Everybody knows butt ballots.
Who's
Kamala
counting,
Harris?
Who's counting the butt ballots?
Kamala had over 10,000 ballots inside her honey hole. That's exactly what happened there because she used it too much. You know why? Because that's what they do. The Democrats just throw their genitals anywhere they want. That's what happens. They're disgusting sluts. There's no boundaries.
Nice.
Exactly. People say, hey, Mr. President, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and stay president of this great nation. 71 million to nothing. That's how I won this thing. And there's no doubting that I'm right. And I'll prove that in a courtroom. I'll prove it. You just have to give me 4 years to get that all wrapped up. And you know what? In 4 years, if we don't have it solved, then I'll just leave. Is that a deal?
Deal.
Sounds like a deal.
That sounds perfect. All right, go ahead.
I got a question for you, sir. True or false, Arizona has less than 20 national parks and monuments?
You know, I was asking the girl who used to be known as Avril Lavigne, but it's her clone replacement, Melissa, last night about this exact, very exact thing. 20 national parks and monuments. We have less than?
Yes.
Arizona has less
True
than.
True or false?
We used to have over 1,000 of them, but the Democrats stole them. That's what they do, and they moved them to Pennsylvania. The Grand Canyon is now just outside Harrisburg because the Democrats moved, and that's what they do. Prove it in court in 4 years. I'll say we have less than 20. That's probably very true.
All right, Lori, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
Wait, I already got the secret square.
Yeah, no, it's the other guy. Oh. It's Barney.
Barney.
Big purple dinosaur. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
Shouldn't
I
have agree. Done that. It's false.
Oh, no.
There's 22.
Let me tell you, there's 22 national monuments. One of them is the Grand Canyon, and it has been stolen by the Democrats and placed between the legs of Kamala Harris. It's also known now as a giant Grand Canyon.
No,
it's Kamala. It's Kamala Harris.
Kamala, the great African beast known as Kamala Harris, has the Grand Canyon between her legs. All you got to do is look. Just say, you know what, Kamala, I know you stole the Grand Canyon. That's what Democrats do. You look up her skirt. She's got it in there.
You can't look.
It's unmistakable.
That's how you got in trouble
you
last time.
You grab her by the grand, and she's got a Kamala toe. There's no doubt about it. She's got a Kamala, Goodwin Burt, Kamala toe. It's good you're hired. You're my new secretary of writing. Brady, I'm sorry. I got to let you go. That was a gem. Kamala toe. I'm going to say that a lot. Say it at home. Try it at home. Do it as Michael McDonald. It works. It's perfect. Everybody should try that. Grand Canyon between her legs. All you have to do is take a look. Will anybody have the guts? Will anybody? I'll do it. I'll grab her right by the Grand Canyon. I'll prove it.
All right, Laura, you can take Gordon Ramsay for the win.
That's what I'm going to do.
And that's what you Gordon should Ramsay. Do. That's how games work. This is not Stratego. It's tic-tac-toe. You'd be a moron to take anyone but me.
Shepherd's pie up.
Shepherd's pie is burned. Put it back. Shut it down.
Sorry, chef.
Unbelievable. Brady has no concept of what good food is, which is why your restaurant went to crap.
Ouch.
Do you know why you shut down, Brady? You were serving socks for dinner. It was terrible. People were eating
smoked socks. Smoked socks. Good.
Passing it off as meat. That's what I thought it tasted like. It was the worst food I've ever eaten. Terrible.
Why are you hitting him so low?
Because, have you seen his restaurant? No, you haven't.
We haven't.
They closed it. It's disgusting. You know what I ordered at Brady's restaurant? I ordered the ribs. I thought I'd get a nice plate of ribs. I got nothing. Waited 25 minutes, came back. There was a pigeon on my plate. He said, eat that. And I said, you're going out of business. What are you doing to the punters?
You got squab?
There is literal dogs on the food. And why is there a size 14 men's shoe on my plate?
That's my daughter's.
I don't understand what goes on here.
Family style.
Family style meant gigantic plates of lasagna shaped like giant shoes that his daughter would wear around.
Sharing the clothing.
She would say, I need this warmed up again. She put a foot in the shoe. Barely fit. Your daughter's feet are huge, Brady.
Thank you, chef.
All right, ask the question,
all right,
donkey.
Chef. True or false, around 80% of restaurants fail in the first 5 years.
Brady, how true is that?
True.
Very. I'll say it's true. Very true. Most restaurants fail within 5 years because everybody makes absolute and tries to serve it to the punters.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I would say that I agree.
All right. That's correct. She wins. Lori wins.
Sweep.
Hold on,
I wanted Michael McDonald to show up
I
again.
Know. Yeah. No Michael McDonald barbershop quartet. I can't imagine why that didn't get picked.
I got one left.
You joining me?
Nobody's here.
Oh, yeah, I'm in. What are we
nobody,
doing?
Nobody put their
it
hand.
Is a night. My heart is weak. I'm on the run. No time to sleep. I got to ride.
Why are we doing Christopher?
To be free again.
He sang backups.
Christopher. I need you to do
that. He sang backups on the chorus.
He did?
Yeah.
All right.
All he did in that one, they go, such a long way. He didn't go that far.
Take it to the border of Mexico.
Brady picked a song and he just went, doo-wop, and then left. What's the one we were doing before? The one about, that was talking
Sweet
about the
Freedom?
No, the other one. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You came from somewhere back in a long ago.
You're going to be doing this all day, people. See, you can't stop.
I can't wait to drive home and see people at the stoplight with their cheeks pulled apart.
What a fool. It reminds me of the Alan Sick nightmare. Mike. Once we started miking, and then my mail had Mike written on it. There was a package from UPS that says, "Hi, Mike." Michael. You don't know me, but I'm Alan Thicke. Mike.
Mike.
Michael McDonald. Brady turned his mic off to do that. All right, let's get out of here. That was ridiculous. The Michael McDonald Barbershop Quartet is stupid.
Solid.
And I loved it. We're done. Have yourselves a great weekend. Don't go outside. Everyone's going to kill each other, probably starting in about an hour. I don't want to spread paranoia, but it's the end of the world. It's craziness.
Not in an REM way.
I don't know what's happening. Did they name Biden president now? Not yet still? Okay. Well, just be careful.
Well, it's not official. They're still counting votes.
I know they're still counting votes, but we're closing in on when this is going to end. And
yep.
Already the lunacy. And the,
oh, yeah.
Just keep your heads. That's all.
Just celebrate 207 and it'll be fine.
Yeah, that's right. Just get high and calm down. And go, whoa, man, all those Alex Jones dudes are shooting at us. Because it's coming.
Whoa, it got close.
Everybody's acting like an idiot. So just be cool. Keep your head. Everything will be fine. We're done. Larry's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a great weekend. We'll see you Monday in the Morning Sickness. So long!
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?